Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, a double shot of politics this hour. Locally right now with Rochelle Olson, then bottom of the hour, our friend Major Garrett, who had to switch his schedule. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hello, sir.
Let's jump in here to cheers and jeers. And I want to jump in with Jeff Johnson. Jeff Johnson, part of Minnesota politics for a long time, Hennepin County Commissioner, and then twice ran for governor. And as a human being, Jeff Johnson is one of the kindest individuals you're ever going to meet. Just classy. Doesn't mean you have to agree with everything or anything, but just a decent person. And I feel better now knowing that Jeff is the director of Can Do Canines, a group I have donated to multiple times. Tell people about this spectacular organization.
Well, they train dogs free of charge for disabled people who could benefit from an assistant dog to help them do all sorts of things. So it's a true charity, and I actually knew Jeff Johnson on the county board when he made the decision to step away, partly because he found an organization that I think he could channel his sort of do-gooderism into. Mm-hmm. That's not really a word, but
yeah, go with it.
But yeah, they train dogs for free for people who can benefit from them, who qualify and need them, and they get them, you know, top-notch training. And the bill this year allows somebody, say, if I lived in a condominium where dogs of a certain size weren't allowed under the HOA, the law, if Governor Walz signs it, which it appears he's likely to do,
he better
would allow the dog to live with me for a year while during its training under an accredited program. But yeah, it's a great program, and the dogs are super cute, but you can't pet them once they've started training. So yeah, that kind of sucks.
Understand. And that's a line for those of us who love dogs, like your guy, Duke. This is just a no brainer, you know, and again, it hits home because of Quentin, but it hits home for everyone. There are so many people who have physical and intellectual challenges who could be helped immeasurably by an animal, in particular in this case by a dog. So please make this a part of any consideration you have for a donation of Can Do Canines, and let's hope this bill passes. Your guy Adrian Peterson and driving in this state, he just doesn't give a damn about anybody else but himself, does he?
It's the longer you think about that one, it's really horrifying. You know, drunk, four passengers in the vehicle. And we've had these sorts of tragedies with Twin Cities sports teams in the past, in the not too distant past, right?
Correct.
Death.
Malik.
It's hard to even think about. And I don't know how much money of the $100 million or whatever Adrian Peterson still has left. But
he's lost a lot. I mean, he's had bankruptcy situations. He's been derelict in other responsibility. I mean, he's had multiple speeding tickets.
Yeah.
He's not a kid. Even if he's a kid, there's no justification.
Well, he's just clearly, I mean, I wish somebody could, I wish he'd get help, or I wish somebody, you know, he needs to want it, obviously, for all sorts of reasons, but I hope he, this is not on a good trajectory. He got a, walked away from this one, but it's not looking great.
No, it's not. Let's get to a couple more. 3-2 beer and Karin Housley. Can we ever just get rid of 3-2 beer? What, where are we at? And talk about what Karin's trying to do.
This is a story I'm going to have to follow up on because I don't know the details, but it's some complicated brew of the Minnesota Licensed Beverage Association and the unions, and it all like ties back to remember when it was all the only beer we could buy on Sundays in convenience stores or grocery stores, and apparently they're loath to get rid of it. I don't know. Have you bought 3-2? I don't buy a ton of beer, but
no, I don't buy 3-2.
I think I have. At this point.
Yeah,
why?
Why? That's exactly right.
I didn't even like to drink it in college, you know?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. It's
but I'll be following up on this sometime soon.
I like that. I like that you're all over. Okay, can I go off the board with you a little bit? Are you fit?
You always have a surprise for me that hopefully I know something about.
I bet you know this one. At least, even if you don't know the details, you can react to it because it's your good friend, Steve Drazkowski, the Republican from Mazeppa, who he can offer up some crazy things on a regular basis. But I'm sure some other people think he's a genius and they love him. And you're allowed to do that. That's right. So he yesterday.
Yeah.
Offered an amendment to the transportation bill that the digital road signs, whether they're trying to be witty or they're trying to be offer up a colloquialism or just
sometimes they're funny.
Sometimes they are funny, and he wants to get rid of them. Let's get rid of them. The messages compel drivers, as Drazkowski says, to figure out what the message means. And having the neurons in your head focusing on that, all the while distracting you as a driver from the roadway. Give me a break. You're not reading Shakespeare. You're not trying to get out of a safe room. You're not trying to solve world peace. You're chuckling briefly or amused or not laughing at something about pay attention or DUI enforcement, whatever it might be. It's not sticking in your brain for hours and hours and hours. So I think this is a complete waste of time. Your thoughts?
Well, I agree that it's a complete waste of time, and I personally like the signs because, I mean, if nothing else, sometimes they do make me think or chuckle, and I'm fine with that. I'm not blowing a lot of brain cells on them. But I don't understand. I mean, yes, you can, by the way, call him Draz because it's easier to pronounce. On a personal level,
he is
very a very pleasant person, but unless he eats up a lot of time on the Senate floor with all sorts of stuff that isn't going anywhere. And this is one of those things. I mean, we're here trying to put together, they're trying to put together a budget and talk about the big things, and he comes up with this, and I didn't even see how many votes he got. I could make it an educated guess, but it just seemed like an unfortunate waste of time, as many things are.
I like them. I like the signs. I think you nail it too. If you see it and you chuckle or it stands out, I think that probably has a better way to get you to pay attention than just the traditional. And I'm not calling for all other signs to just be humor related. Why can't we have a few and just try this? And the idea that I'm now frozen on this of the words and I've completely paid no attention to how fast I'm going or anybody around me, I'm not buying that for a second.
Well, and I think I frankly think MnDOT has done a good job of sort of parsing them out. They don't inundate us.
No.
With clever signs and sometimes to the point that I'll look at a sign wondering if it's going to be clever. And maybe it's just a straightforward one, and that's okay. But then I've also read it. You know, I mean, I just think MnDOT's done a good job on sort of meeting them out and not overwhelming us. So we're not, they're not constant brain twisters out there on the road.
No, 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 it's not.
The bigger scourge,
yeah,
seriously,
let's go.
As long as we're talking about it, you won't, I don't think we have to think too hard. What's the bigger problem with driving and distraction? That would be cell phones.
Yeah.
Every other person you look at, literally, you can be going 70, 80 miles, well, okay, within reason, any road. I mean, somebody's holding their cell phone up in one hand, which is illegal. Whether you're stopped, you're driving, it is illegal. You are not supposed to touch that thing, hold it up to your ear, anything when you're driving. And go stand on a street corner. It's frankly, it's enraging. That's distracted driving. It is not the sign.
Okay, so, and I'll let you go on this. I'm going to ask you and the audience this. First of all, for the audience, it's 651-461-9226. Are you with Draz? Do you think we need to get rid of the clever, if you even think they're clever, signs about, you know, slowing down and distracted driving and DWIs? Because he's saying, nope, no fun. We're not having any fun, need straight words, clear message. I think he's 100% wrong. What do you want to say? If Governor Walz calls and says, Rochelle, you're now my distracted driving czar, and my first question to you is, what should the punishment be where people will really alter their behavior? What is it?
For driving and holding up a cell phone?
Yeah, for distracted driving with the phone, violating the law. What? How high does the punishment have to be? If they announce today, the first time you're pulled over, it's $500. Let's say it's $500. Would that substantially change the behavior of 95% of people on the road?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I mean, I don't think they just wouldn't pay it or think they didn't have to pay it or...
They just think they wouldn't get caught.
Right. They also think they wouldn't get caught. And, I mean, it's kind of like back to Adrian Peterson driving drunk. You know, he's not the problem. They're not the problem. They don't care about. They're not, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'd
selfish.
Feel pretty bad if I killed someone on the road. I don't know that I'd ever get over it, especially for looking at a cell phone.
Yeah, for no reason, too. And God knows I'm not perfect in this area. But it is egregious. All right, my friend, give me one fun thing Rochelle Olson is doing this weekend.
I'm going to a Kentucky Derby party.
Oh, very nice. Where's the party at?
Where else but the Kingfield neighborhood of Minneapolis.
Very, very nice. Are you going to have a mint julep?
There will be mint juleps on hand. I'll make a game. What do you call it? Post-time decision on my own consumption.
Yeah. Will you dress up? Will you have the hat? Will you?
No.
No.
No. No.
Wow.
I'm not that kind of person.
Okay. When's the last time Rochelle Olson really was dressed up for a social setting?
Well, I'm not saying I wouldn't dress up for something, but I'm also not going to put on a derby hat.
Wow.
I'm trying to think.
Some people like hats.
Know.
I mean, I didn't realize.
I'm living in the pandemic, I guess.
I didn't realize you hated hats. I mean, would you like the whole hat industry to go under? Is that what you're telling me?
No. I love hats. I just don't really have the bandwidth to put together something cute and fancy for a derby party.
Get it done. Come on. Let's go.
Ooh.
Let's go.
I will for your derby party, Chad, when you invite me.
I will do that soon. So get ready. I don't know when it's going to be, but I'll be watching. I will be watching.
Okay.
Thanks, Rochelle.
Bye-bye.
Rochelle Olson.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.